partnership with Seattle Audubon. If you hear the eerie song of the varied thrush, you may be in a moist Pacific Northwest forest in a quiet and private place. Maybe you're hiking along the Johns River near Gray's Harbor, the Skagit northeast of Mount Vernon, or the Cispus east of Randall. Naturalist and artist Luis Agassiz Fuertes, one of the greatest painters of birds, called the song of the varied thrush as perfectly the voice of the cool, dark, peaceful solitude which the bird chooses for its home as could be imagined. At first glance, a varied thrush can appear to be a robin, yet except in winter, when it gathers in loose flocks to move to lower elevations, this shy bird prefers solitude. The intricate pattern of color on its wings resembles dappled sunlight on the forest floor, and the male has a distinctive black band across his orange breast. Listen carefully to hear the overtones that turn the single sound of a varied thrush into a delicate minor chord. We hear few varied thrushes in urban and suburban areas because the lowland conifer forests of our Puget Sound region today cover less than 1% of their original area. You can help conserve remaining forest habitat when you purchase forest-certified lumber. To learn more, come to our website, birdnote.org. The choices we make matter for birds like the varied thrush.